Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio is our friend Jason Rose. He is with Midwest Wheel Companies, a company that's been around since 1911. I suspect they were selling wooden wheels back then.
Back in the day, we were. That's correct. Yes.
What a family company?
Family-owned company, still in the family.
Tell us about Midwest Wheels.
Well, Midwest Wheel, as you just mentioned, has been around since 1911, so we're a 115-year-old company.
Wow.
And we are a heavy-duty truck parts supplier, distributor, throughout six locations in the state of Iowa and Kansas City area. So we supply all of the major trucking companies, truck repair shops, with all of their parts that they need.
Like brake pads and
brake pads,
starters,
brake drums, battery starters, alternators, oil filters, fuel filters. We carry over 240 different lines.
Wow, that's a huge warehouse.
We have eight different warehouses here in Des Moines.
Yeah, just in Des Moines.
Just in Des Moines, wow. Eight warehouses.
So it's a family-owned company.
That's correct.
Excellent. Good stuff. Since 19, I always love hearing about these family-owned companies that have been around a long time, because clearly they're doing something good to
stay in
business.
Fantastic company to work for. A lot of the territory managers, our sales force, they've been there 40 plus years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they know their truck parts.
That they do. Here in about 5 years, I think we're going to have a big changing of the guards, and we're going to be.
Let me ask, I'm familiar with agricultural parts and replacement parts and those mm-hmm. things, but I'm not too familiar with the truck business. Do you also have parts people that are manning phones and people can call up and ask for such and such and wiggy waggy?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have both a heavy duty truck department as well as a light duty truck.
Got it.
The light duty truck is more accessories, tonneau covers, running boards,
sure,
steps, things like that, Jeep accessories. But on the heavy duty truck side, yes, we've got parts counter, we've got our own phone room of sales guys that take those phone calls,
right,
and supply
and
those orders.
And they really have to know stuff, because there's so many brands out there and so many different –
Unlike the automotive industry, where you give a VIN number and say, I need a
– right,
an air dryer for this blah, blah, blah truck. This is the part number you need. A lot of the stuff we have to identify by breaking out the micrometer, the measuring tape,
wow,
to identify exactly what it is that's brought into us.
Amazing.
So, those guys have got a lot of experience and knowledge.
Midwest Wheel, ladies and gentlemen, not just wheels, but all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
All right, excellent. But you're not here necessarily to represent Midwest Wheel, although you are. You're also an associate member of the Iowa Motor Truck Association, correct?
Right. And the Iowa Motor Truck Association is comprised of not only the state of Iowa's largest trucking representatives, but suppliers in the state as well, such as Midwest Wheel. So
sure,
we are an allied member of the Iowa Motor Truck Association.
Gotta love those allied members, because they're the ones that pay. They do a lot of the heavy lifting. Yes, I am very familiar.
That they do.
Being one of those myself. Not the Iowa Motor Truck Association, but several other associations out there. All right, so what's going on with the Iowa Motor Truck Association?
Well, first of all, I just want to talk a little bit about the Iowa Motor Truck Association. Day in and day out, the trucking industry delivers on their promise that they're going to deliver a
stuff,
product to us, the consumers in the state of Iowa. And we all enjoy a tremendous quality of life based on those promises that are made. And their mantra is, if you have it, somewhere in the delivery chain, a truck has brought it.
Sure.
And that simple fact far too often gets lost upon everyone, us as consumers, our legislators, and our regulators. So in 1942, we're going back a few years, 12 executives from three of Iowa's motor carriers got together. They felt that the trucking industry needed a voice at the Iowa State Capitol. So they got together under the organization of Mr. John Ruan. And from that meeting, the IMTA, or the Iowa Motor Truck Association, was created.
Yeah. And what's interesting, I had an opportunity to speak to the Iowa Motor Truck Association several years ago. And there are several presidents of motor truck associations out there that are female.
Absolutely. There's many positions like that are female. There's many truck drivers that are female drivers as well. Absolutely.
A great career for folks that enjoy a little bit of traveling, but it's also a pretty dangerous career at the same time.
That's part of the focus of the IMTA,
exactly,
is promote safety,
right,
on the roads. One of their key initiatives is to promote safety and work with legislators at the State House. right now, a big hot topic is electronic logging devices, ELDs, and that's basically electronically recording what a driver's doing. How long are they on the road? What time did they start driving? When did they stop and idle their truck? Have they taken the required brakes that they need to? Were they speeding? Are they idling too long somewhere? So the ELDs is its main focus is to provide more safety out
sure
on our,
it is. Well,
roadways.
It would make sense because of all the technology that we do have that can be fed almost in real time, I suspect, back to
absolutely.
The company.
I mean, it's a GPS device in the vehicle that's providing instant feedback.
Yeah. I remember when some of those started to come out. I know the drivers weren't too happy, but
like I said, it's a hot topic.
Yeah, it is a hot topic. But I think the safety of all of us kind of depends that those drivers get enough rest. And that, you know, that they're not speeding and that, yeah, I get it totally.
Just, like I said, to promote safety and make that trucking industry safer for Iowa's roads and highways.
Right. We're talking with Jason Rose. He's with Midwest Wheel, but we're also talking about the Iowa Motor Truck Association. What's going on with these guys these days?
Well, the big thing this week that we'd like to focus on, Thursday and Friday this week, IMTA is hosting their Truck Driving Championship. So they bring in the best of the best drivers in the state of Iowa. They've got 128 drivers registered representing 28 companies here in the state of Iowa.
So what qualifies somebody to be one of the best drivers in the state?
Well, they feel like they're the best driver in the state. They come to this championship
to prove
themselves.
Got
proof's
it.
In the pudding.
Okay. All right.
So it's 2 days. The first day is driver networking activities, team building exercises, things like that, as well as a written exam and personal interviews, which is kind of intimidating, I think, for the drivers. You know, they come in with their study guide all rolled up, and the hotel, this is held out at Perry Meadows Hotel and Casino, and they reserve a block of hotel rooms for these interviews to take place. So the driver will go in a room and sit down, and they're asked a battery of questions.
Wow.
And you can see the nervousness as they sit
I'm
there
sure.
in their chair.
I'm sure. And then is there truck driving?
That takes place on Friday.
Okay.
And without giving away too many of the details for those drivers that are listening, there's six different problems that they're presented with. Now, say you're in your vehicle. It's a regular four-door vehicle, I'm assuming. I don't know what you drive. But say you're trying to parallel park in downtown Des Moines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For many of us, that's not an easy task. Put a 53-foot trailer on the back of your vehicle
and
see how easy
park.
It is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So things like that are what they are confronted with on Friday. And they're actually awarded points based on their final position, whatever the challenge may be. When they're done with the maneuver, they have to blast their horn, signifying this is where I want to be, and then a measurement takes place. And if they're within 6 inches of the target, they get 50 points.
Sure.
If they're more than 18 inches, nothing.
And you said there's six different
categories? Problems. Yeah. Keep in mind, we've got 128 drivers to
wow,
get
this
through.
This is going to be all day long.
You're correct. It starts, they say around 8:30, they estimate getting started.
And where does this take place at?
In the parking lot, right out of Prairie Meadows.
Wow. And can people go and watch this?
Absolutely. It's open to the public, which is why they have the Truck Driving Championships, is to not only have a voice at the state capitol, but a voice to the public in promoting a professional image for the truck driving industry here in the state of Iowa. So they welcome spectators to come out and
watch. I bet they would, yeah. So spectators are welcome. Date again?
That's this. The driving portion is Friday, June 17th, this Friday.
Got it.
And about 8:30 in the morning, they'll get started, and it'll go all the way till 4:35 o'clock.
Wow. And then I suspect there's awards and all kinds of cool
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. You know, the moment that these drivers check into the hotel, they're treated like royalty. They literally will walk across the red carpet. They're brought up on stage. They're awarded for their accolades, and they're thanked publicly many different times while they're here Thursday and Friday for this 2-day competition.
Jason Rose from Midwest Wheel, talking about the Iowa Motor Truck Association and their competition happening this Thursday and Friday out at Prairie Meadows. Good stuff. Good to see you again,
it's
my friend.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, he's staying on the bicycle.
So I'm still on the bicycle as much as I can.
Yeah. I did 22 miles on Saturday when it was 96 degrees.
You did better than I did.
Yeah. It was silly was what it was. I tell you what. Thanks for coming by.
Good to see you, Michael. Right, thank you very much for having us.
Jason Rose, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Midwest Wheel. Look him up. All kinds of things going on with the Iowa Motor Truck Association. Also for Laura Kennard, she was in earlier talking about networking opportunities as well as a social media tip, this time on LinkedIn. Behind the controls tonight is Patrick. All the rest of the staff, that would be Mary Sayre, is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group, the program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Inside on Business the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, conducted, and produced by our good friend James Goodlett. For all of the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.